All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Ahoy, salt sipping sailors. A fine day for sailing, it's me. Welcome aboard the Jolly Roger. I'm Jonas Squidley, first mate to Captain Patch the Pirate. And the captain's given me orders to make sure all hands are on deck. So batten down the hatches. We must set sail in the wink of an eye. Last week, we met Hu Flung Chow, the crazy camp cook. Who knows who we'll be a-meeting this week? Hoist the sails. We're a-heading for Camp Cuckoo Wacko Woods.
It sure got dark in a hurry.
Look, an arrow just hit Sarge in the head.
Charmin! Oh, Mommy's here. Oh, no, he's dead. Sonny boy, speak to me.
Mother. Oh. It looks like... This is it. The end of life.
Last round up. Oh, my precious baby. Let me hold you close and squeeze my Charmin.
I'm sorry to interrupt, Sarge, but I think this arrow only punctured your hat, not your head.
My hat?
Oh, Sonny boy, oh, I'm so sorry.
I hope it's nothing serious.
Serious? I had to send in 5 sugar snack box tops, 6 marbles, and my pet gerbil to get this hat?
Sarge, there's a note on the arrow.
Oh, no. It must be that Chief Cuckawacka again. I sure wish he'd used Pony Express instead of arrow mail. That's the 87th hat he's ruined this week.
You mean you have that many hats?
Yes, sirree. A camp director always wears a lot of hats.
What's the note say?
That's strange. It just has some pictures on it. A painting of an Indian chief, a big eyeball, a blue ribbon, a full moon, and a giant campfire. Who can read that?
Hey, you're right, Sissy. Maybe he can. Give it a try, who?
Also. Honorable notes say, Chief Cuckawacka is watching us closely all the time. Also, he say reward be given out at council fire of full moon. Beware and be ready. Chop, chop.
Are there really Indians in these woods?
There's a legend which says that Chief Cuckawacka still roams these woods riding a giant white buffalo named Thundercloud.
Sounds scary.
Don't worry, String. Every camp has its Indian stories. Sarge probably just dreamed this one up to scare us a little.
Dreamed it up, huh? The chief is probably watching every move we make.
Why would Chief Cuckawacka be watching us?
This camp is built on the ancient hunting grounds of the Cuckawacka Indians, and they say the chief is always watching to see if campers are developing the outdoor skills that the Cuckawacka Indians were famous for.
What kind of skills?
Skills like making your own bow and arrow, identifying different plants, fire building, tracking, keeping a clean teepee, following orders.
We've got to learn all that.
If you want to be rewarded by the chief, you sure do. The moon is just about full and he could come at any time.
Any time?
String, don't worry about it. Sarge is probably just having a little fun with you.
Having a little fun, huh? Tubby, you just wait till the rewards are passed out at the council fire of the full moon. Then we'll see who's having fun.
Dear Charmin, it's time to take your chewy cherry hippopotamus vitamin C tablet.
Mother, please, don't call me Charmin in front of the troops.
Oh, sorry, Sarge. You little cutie. Now open up.
But Mother, I don't
need... I'll just put this little vitamin in your mouthy, wouthy, and I'll just push it down your throat. There, now, that wasn't so bad, was it?
No, Mother.
Look at that sky. I've never seen so many stars.
Oh, it's just breathtakingly gorgeous, gorgeous, majesticulous.
Also, that very good word. Chop, chop.
Just think. God made every one of those stars.
And the sun and the moon.
And the valleys and mountains and everything.
Our Lord sure is a great God.
He sure is, Captain. He sure is.
Consider the work of thy hands, the sun, moon, and stars above. What is man that thou thinkest of him, who is so unworthy of thy love? O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is thy name. Creation tells thy fame. Heavens declare it, all the wondrous words proclaim. O Lord, our Lord, thou shalt ever be the same. Heavens are telling the glory of
troops. It's time to head for your teepees and hit the sack. Hit them up, move them out, forward, march. Hut one, hut two, hey, hey, ho, ho. Hug a mucky rubber ducky, right face, left face, about face.
Hey, String, are you asleep yet?
Just about.
String, are you drinking something?
No, are you?
No. But what's that noise?
Teepee, my favorite.
Hey, there's a bug on my arm. Stop that. What are you doing?
Who, me?
Yes, you.
Oh, hi. My name is Luna.
What's your beak doing in my arm?
I was just getting a little warm drink before going to bed.
A drink? But that's my arm.
I know. And it's rather tasty, too.
What are you, anyway?
Oh, I'm just a common, ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill, harmless, tick.
Tick? Don't ticks carry all kinds of diseases?
No, I never do anything like that. That's the other side of the family.
Luna?
Oh, I'm sorry. I just find you so appealing. You're not ticked off at me, are you?
Well, I guess not. But would you mind changing the subject to a different vein?
Oh, I'd love to. How about this big one over here?
Luna?
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess I'm just an impulsive eater.
I don't care what kind of eater you are. Take your beak out of my arm right now.
Oh, I was afraid it would come to this.
What's wrong?
I just don't feel as close to you anymore.
Oh, come on. Don't cry.
I? Say, how would you like to sleep in my shirt pocket?
Okay.
What's going on over there, Tubby?
Oh, it's kind of hard to explain.
Well, good night.
Good night, String. Good night, Lunatic.
Good night. Sleep tight. And don't let the ticks bite.
It's so still and quiet out here.
Yeah, I know. It bothers me, too. Wouldn't it be nice to have a stereo, or a video game, or a TV, or just anything to make some noise?
No, I kind of like it quiet like this.
You do?
Yeah. Out here in the woods with God's creation all around me, it just seems a lot easier to think about God and all that He's done for me.
Ship Jolly Roger. This is Christiane with some great news for our worldwide crew. Now you can listen to the Adventures of Patch the Pirate broadcast anytime through our website at www.patchthepirate.org. It's a great way to share our weekly story and song adventures with your friends just by logging on day or night. Broadcasts are ready for streaming real audio at www.patchthepirate.org. Or call us at 1-800-GO-PATCH and request a free full-color brochure that's filled with over 25 story and song recordings that will help you grow in your walk with the Lord. Find out what thousands of families have enjoyed by calling us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH or logging on at www.patchthepirate.org.
Well, the tide will out, so we must be shoving off. I'll be hoping to see you next week when Tubby learns important lessons about the judgment seat of Christ. From the good ship Jolly Roger, this be Jonas Squidley saying, yo-ho-ho, it's time for us to go.
This has been the Adventures of Patch the Pirate Story and Song Radio Outreach. For more information about all of our recordings and a free brochure, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH or log on the web at www.patchthepirate.org.